You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. Hey there, my name is Chris Guillebeau. So glad you're out there. Now, we are doing something new every Friday. I believe we can learn as much from failure as we can from success, if not more, in fact. And that's why we're running this new segment called Failure Friday. Conveniently, it comes out every Friday. It is a collection of short stories all about mistakes, missteps, disasters, and of course, failure. And just like our Throwback Thursday segment, you will hear directly from side hustlers who have struggled to get something off the ground or have otherwise had some major setback or detour, and they'll tell you the story of what went wrong as well as what they learned from it. The stories will vary, but often they start with an idea, some kind of preconception of like, well, I've got this idea, here's what I think is going to happen. And then here, of course, is what really happened along with what they learned from it. So as we are just getting started with this series, I want to say that I applaud their courage. Anybody who's willing to step forward and say like, yeah, this was a tough one, right? So I'll try to share some of my failure stories along the way as well, but we really can learn from this process. So today's short story features Sean Ogle from Portland, Oregon. Now, he is no stranger to Side Hustle School listeners, as well as anybody who's been following my work for a long time. I first wrote about Sean in The Art of Nonconformity, my first book. And I actually know some of this story that he's going to tell pretty well, but I don't think I knew all the details, including how he was effectively walked out of his office the day he left his job forever. So I'll let him tell that story, all the details, as well as what happened next. All right, here's Sean.
Hi there, my name is Sean Ogle. I'm the founder of Location Rebel, where I teach people how to build small businesses that you can run from anywhere in the world and spend more time doing the stuff you love. Unfortunately, to become the founder of that site, I first had to fail in spectacular fashion, and that's what my story is about today. So I started with a finance job straight out of school in July of 07. You may remember July of 07, peak of the market. By February of 09, complete financial meltdown. Everything was a crisis. My bosses were unhappy. Our clients were unhappy. I was unhappy. Everybody was losing money. And I ended up saving up all my vacation time for the year and begged my boss for months to let me go to Rio for the carnival celebration with my friend. So me and my friend Ryan, we went down there. We went hang gliding over Rio. We danced in the carnival parade. We went to Iguazu Falls, one of the 7 natural wonders of the world. We had the absolute time of our lives. And the day I got back, my boss told me I was getting a 20% pay cut. He said, Sean, it's either we take 20% pay cuts across the board or someone gets fired. And that would have been you. So You know, the next few months go on, I'm struggling, everybody's unhappy. My boss comes up to me one day, says, Sean, if you can think of any creative ways to save the company money, I'd love to hear about them. So being the, you know, ingenious millennial I thought I was, I got creative and I put together a remote work proposal. See, my buddy Ryan had quit his job 3 weeks after that trip and moved to Hawaii, where he was living the life. And so I went to my boss and said, I will take a 50% pay cut for 3 months if you let me work remotely from Hawaii. I'm going to open us up to a new client base. You won't have a lot of expenses of me being in the office, parking, things like that. And it's going to make our company more secure because we're going to have to figure out how to make a remote work situation possible, which is going to allow you guys to travel more in the process. So we went back and forth. I truly thought this was going to work. We had multiple meetings over the course of a couple months. And finally, one day he calls me into his office and he's like, Sean, we've decided not to accept your proposal, but we will accept this as your resignation. And we went back and forth. I had an opportunity to save my job, but it ended up leaving with me having to exit the premises within 10 minutes. And it was not a happy situation. And so I learned a variety of things that day, but a couple of the most important ones are that most people are happy with the status quo, and they're going to judge you for wanting to do something different. My boss, you know, he had had the same lifestyle for 30 years, and the fact I wanted to come in and change it up and do something a little bit different was frustrating. In that, I also learned you have to take responsibility for your own happiness. If it wasn't for that happening, and if it wasn't for, you know, the financial crisis, I would probably still be in my financial job today, absolutely miserable. But what I ended up doing was, after I left my job and I went home and cried because I was so terrified of what was going to happen, I ended up selling my car and moving to Thailand for the better part of a year, where I worked remotely and I built my business. And it was the very best thing that could have happened to me. I also learned that the worst case scenario almost never happens. I was thinking about all these things if I moved to Thailand that could go wrong, but the reality is, what's the worst case scenario? I lose all my money and I have to go back and get a day job. That wasn't so bad. And there was a high likelihood of it happening, but usually the worst case scenario doesn't come to pass. So in that failure, that remote work agreement that I thought was going to work so well, as my first kind of thinking outside the box, potentially entrepreneurial type venture, it failed in spectacular fashion, but it taught me I have to rely on myself. I have to be willing to trust in the things that I think are going to work. And I have to put myself out there and, you know, put a lot of effort forth for the things that I want to build if I want to see success. So thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. And yeah, we'll see you later.
At Almo, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Almo's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
Never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. That is the theme of this new series, Failure Friday. In fact, in some ways, you could say that Sean's defeat, being walked out of his office on 10 minutes notice, you could say it was actually a victory. It certainly turned into a victory. But even just the stance that he took in being willing to come up with this creative proposal, put it forward, as you heard from him, he thought it was going to work out. And it did work out, just not quite the way he expected. Now, I want to say that, of course, all of our listeners, not everybody here wants to quit their job. So many of our listeners are happy in their jobs. They're just trying to find a way to make extra income or, you know, build a bridge to something in the future. So I totally acknowledge that. But I think the point is, Sean wasn't happy in his job. So if you're not happy, you know, and you make a change, it's also true, like he said, that your worst fear is probably not going to happen. Like if you do lose your job for whatever reason, or if you do decide to kind of, you know, walk out on what feels like a cliff, most likely the worst thing that will happen is you have to get another job. And in this case, Sean ended up creating his own job, which you can check out now at locationrebel.com, or his golf project, Breaking 80, locationrebel.com. He's got lots of stuff going on. We will link it up in the notes. But again, his main site, locationrebel.com. If you have a question, if you'd like to update us about your side hustle, if there's something else, you know, whatever it is, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. Those notes today are at sidehustleschool.com/1518. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, listeners. I hope you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and come back tomorrow. My name is Chris Gillibo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.